Good morning, everybody. It's 9:33 where I am. I'm going to go ahead and apologize for the lack of podcasts. It's just been kind of crazy. It's also been kind of mellow, so nothing really new to report. But I actually got a request to do this podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and start. So grab your snacks, grab your drinks, get comfy, and let's get into it. Before I start, I just want to remind you guys of the live subscriber support button that you can go on to the little dashboard thing and click. And it will take you to a separate screen that gives you three different options to donate to the podcast to help keep it running and help go towards our baby fund. Since this is an infertility podcast, if you donate, thank you so, so much from the bottom of my heart. If you end up not being able to donate or don't want to, that is fine. Doesn't matter really to me much, but I do want to let you guys know that it will go towards the baby fund that Marcus and I are setting up. So I just went ahead and turned my phone on silent so it doesn't interfere with the podcast. So I actually got asked, I believe it was yesterday by a friend of mine, if I could do a frequently asked questions that Marcus and I get while, you know, we're trying to have a baby. If you missed the last podcast, it kind of goes into depth on what we're going through. Ignore that. That was my dog. She wants to play. Probably wants to snuggle too. So hang on. Let me just... Well, go then, sis. Real life, people. Real life. Anyway, there's that. And so I will go ahead and kind of list the frequently asked questions that we get, and I want to kind of preface with this is not in any offense to anybody at all. This is just things we've heard a lot, or suggestions that we've heard a lot, and about 9 times out of 10, it's something that we have indeed already tried. And if you know, like I always say, if you know somebody who's going through infertility of any type, doesn't matter what kind, please just kind of, you know, love them and be there for them, because this is a really rough time. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get into these frequently asked questions. So let's go. Okay, so one of the very first questions I always get asked, whether it be just me or Marcus that are, you know, there with me, is do you guys have any kids? And obviously right now, the only two kids, quotations, that we have are our dogs. We have two of them. Anyway, the second most frequently asked question after they ask that, and we usually say no, not right now, or, you know, something along those lines, is, well, are you going to have kids? Are you trying to have kids? You know, so like, are you going to, are you trying, something like that. And then I'm like, yeah, we've been trying to have kids for, you know, this amount of time. And so then after I tell them, or we tell them, that it's like, oh, it's been this amount of time since we've been trying to have a baby, blah, blah, blah. It's, well, why can't you get pregnant? And then, now that Marcus and I actually do have more information on, like, what is kind of going on, I go into depth further. Well, I have a possible septum in my uterus. like Marcus's semen analysis came back fucking fabulous, which is great. Like, don't get me wrong. That's great. I'm so happy that we had that one piece of good news. Yay. Anyway. And then it starts to roll in with the, we'll have you tried this, we'll have you done this, we'll have you blah, blah, blah. And like I said at the beginning of this podcast, this is in no, like, way offense to anybody. But like I said, you know, 9 times out of 10, we have tried it. Like, we've tried, you know, the different positions, the different lube, the different blah, 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 you know, all of that. Another question that I get asked quite a bit, is, well, are you still trying? Like, well, yeah. Like, it's not that, you know, or, another one is, well, I know you have to have a baby with help. Well, how are they going to do that? Or, so if you have to have a baby with help, are you just going to try, like, are you just not going to, you know, try the natural way anymore? Which, I mean, yeah, we're still going to try the natural way, especially, you know, after I get, hopefully after I get surgery to remove the septum. But I mean, as it stands right now, we cannot have a baby without help, and we know that, and we accept that. So, I mean, there you go. I really, honestly, sometimes it just gets to the point of questions like where I feel like I'm having to repeat myself. And like, if people honestly don't know because nobody's walked in our shoes but us, then yeah, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them, yeah, this is what's going on, blah, 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 you know, stuff like that. But I just sometimes don't want to talk about it. And I know Marcus sometimes doesn't want to talk about it. And that's just that. And, you know, anyway, let me think of at least one more. I think, that the question we get asked most often, if I was going to say if it is most often, is that, well, why don't you just adopt? That's another one. Now, I think that's the question we get asked most often. And right now, adoption for us, we have nothing against it. Don't get me wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with taking someone into your home and loving them unconditionally as your own. But right now, it's just not in the cards for us. We want to try and exhaust every option possible and kind of use like surrogacy and adoption and like the bigger guns like that as a last resort, because I know that it is very expensive and I know that it is not an easy process for either, but we are so damn grateful because we have someone that has offered if we needed to have a surrogate that she would do it, and she doesn't want any money for it or anything like that. And she is my best friend and I love her to the moon and beyond. You don't even realize. Anyway. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and go. I know it was kind of a longish short podcast and kind of everywhere, but anyway, don't forget about that live subscriber button to donate. If you don't want to, that's fine. If you do, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Go straight to the baby fund. And don't forget to check out Anchor if you're interested in making your own podcast, like the sponsored segment at the beginning of this podcast says, and that is actually me talking to you about it. Next Wednesday is the day we find out from our doctor from my MRI results. That is the day. That is a big day. And so cross your freaking fingers for us because I'm nervous. Marcus is nervous. So when we know more, you'll know more. So with that, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Those people that do. Lots of love, lots of light, lots of hope, and lots of baby dust. Bye, guys.